Hello, wonderful listeners. I'm back again with another educative topic. At the end of this episode, I hope we'll be enlightened and serve as an agent of help to someone out there. Before we go into today's topic, I want to say a very big thank you to all who listen to my podcast, and also remind you to share the podcast link on your social media pages to your friends and your loved ones. Let's get the word out there and help others. Today we want to talk about body odor. We have all had an experience with it. Either it was a problem we had, or we knew somebody who had it, or on your way out, you were put off by somebody's foul body odor. This topic is as important and sensitive as the previous topic we treated a few weeks ago. That was on halitosis or mouth odor. You remember I shared a few tips on mouth odor and how to prevent or control mouth odor. Today, we all know how difficult and unbearable and daunting it can get to tell somebody that they smell awful. Trust me, I can't tell somebody they smell awful. So you know what to do? The great thing to do is to share this podcast to get to somebody out there. I am here to share a few tips on how to prevent or control body odor. There are a few people who suffer from severe body odor and do not know the smell. It's surprising, but some people have no idea the smell. This is the great opportunity to learn how to be free from body odor. Body odor is actually caused by a mixture of bacteria and sweat on your skin. When your sweat comes into contact with the bacteria on your skin, you begin to smell. There are some people who can sweat excessively but do not smell. Yes, we have people like that. This is because body odor is a result of the type of bacteria on your skin and how that bacteria interacts with the sweat and not the sweat itself. Body odor can change due to hormones, the food that we eat, infections, medications, or probably an underlying conditions like diabetes. There is a condition called hyperhidrosis. This condition causes people to smell. It makes them sweat more than their body needs to. And also sometimes they sweat for no apparent reason. Now there are two types of hyperhidrosis. That is the focal hyperhidrosis and then the generalized hyperhidrosis. With the focal hyperhidrosis, it is a chronic skin disorder that you can inherit from your family, like the bloodline, from the genes. It's a result from a mutation, that is a change in your genes. It affects only the armpits, the hands, and feet. With the second one, which is the generalized hyperhidrosis, it is excessive sweating that happens due to medical condition like diabetes. So aside from these two types of condition that causes body odor, there are other factors that research says also affect or contribute to body odor. There are exercises, excessive weight or obesity, stress or anxiety, the hot weather, or genetics. But there is a good news for you, because I'm here to share a few tips to prevent body odor. Firstly, keep a personal hygiene and lifestyle. Keep your skin clean by taking daily bath or shower with antibacterial soap. Focus on the areas where you sweat the most, like your armpits and your groin areas. Keep your armpits shaved so sweat evaporates quickly and doesn't have much time to interact with bacteria. Hair is a breeding ground for bacteria. You should take note of that. Regularly washing of your clothes and always wear clean clothes. Wear loose or fitting clothes made of cotton instead. This allows your skin to breathe well. This rule also applies to underwear and bra. There are some people who prefer wearing very tight underwears or bra, or underwears and bra that are not made of cotton. I would really recommend or advise that you stick to underwears or bras that are made of cotton and are also very loose, in order not to attract any form of sweat that would cause any form of body odor. And also try remove over smelly foods from your diet. When I talk about over smelly foods, I'm talking about the garlics, I'm talking about the onions, and also alcohol. Please take note of these three. Find ways to also reduce your stress level. It is very, very important. And for those who have body odors due to medical conditions, please seek medical attention or speak to your medical expert for solution. Thank you once again for joining in another episode. Don't forget to share this podcast. It might help somebody out there. Thank you.